Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Newell taking a little time off, de-thawing. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be in with you from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock today. We're going to get you updates on everything you need to know today. If you have any questions about anything related to the storm, do not hesitate to call or text now at 504-260-1870. Today is the day we are on the precipice of serious progress where we expect to see huge leaps in moving forward with getting things closer to normal. And tomorrow seems to still be that blue ribbon day where everything will be kind of the way it was before the storm. At least that's what we're hoping. So we're going to check in all around with officials today and answer all the questions you have and let you know everything you need to know. We've just gotten an update at the top of the hour from the National Weather Service, and I never thought I'd be so happy to see it 38 degrees. In fact, it looks like statewide we are above freezing now all across Louisiana, and I know that's good news to Jacques Thibodeau, director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Hey, Jacques.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, yeah, I mean, 38 degrees, whoever thought we'd be throwing a party for 38 degrees, and I don't see any freezing temperatures in Louisiana right now. That's got to be one of the best things you've heard in a long time.
Oh, absolutely. And what's so important is that has changed since this morning when I was on at 6:30. The good news, for the first time since we started this process, is we got some really good news that we're going to see some areas in the upper 40s and in maybe low 50s, and we're going to get significant melting over the next period of time until tonight. And we believe, based on what that melting is going to do and the progress that DOTD is going to make, it's about to come out that all state office buildings will be open and all schools within Louisiana, with the exception of Terrebonne and Lafourche, will also be opening. So huge progress will be made today, and this was the first really good piece of news that we got since this thing started.
Two caveats to all that. First, not today. We're talking about tomorrow that offices, schools, and everything else will be open. You do not want people en masse trying to get out and about today. Just one more day until tomorrow, right?
That's correct. And I misspoke. It's going to actually be Terrebonne and Assumption Schools. But everybody, we're going to make a lot of progress today. The surface streets are going to be clear. DOTD, you're going to see them make a lot of progress on the elevated portion. We're going to have a refreeze again tonight. But for the first time in this process, we believe that we're going to get this melting today from 10 a.m. all the way through about 5 p.m. So please just try to stay off the roads. Be respectful of the DOTD and let them do their job, and let's get these roads clear so we can put this behind us.
What's going on in Terrebonne and Assumption that the schools there cannot open tomorrow?
Okay, so we have a couple issues. One of the things we're concerned about as this begins to thaw is the water systems. We began to get reports yesterday in Acadiana that water systems were beginning to fail because fire hydrants, the The flange of a fire hydrant is not made of cast iron. Most of it's a composite or a different type of steel. They were beginning to fracture and cause water leaks. So that's the first aspect. So in Terrebonne and in Lafayette Parish, they're having problems with their water systems, mainly because they're having leaks in their fire hydrant flanges. That seems to be isolated right now. We had the state fire marshal called all the fire chiefs all the way from Lake Charles to the North Shore to New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and it just seems to be isolated systems. We are going to have some issues with the water systems, and that's what Terrebonne has right now. They have a water system issue, and it's really mainly in the firefighting arena. Assumption has an issue that's related directly to the school infrastructure itself, where the heat just needs another day to catch up. So gotcha. That's kind of what we're facing across the board with them.
All right. So parents, with the exception of Terrebonne and Assumption, the kids are going back to school tomorrow. And there was massive rejoicing. And most people should be expecting to go back to work tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can get to a sense of normalcy. And we hope that tomorrow we'll see those temperatures get warmer sooner in the day.
Today, a lot of work still has to be done, and I know your crews, DOTD's crews, the parish crews across the state in all 64 parishes, everyone's pretty wiped out. They're tired. It's been a long haul. It's hard to believe that today is Thursday, and this only started on Tuesday. So this is technically just day three of this emergency, but it feels like it's been a whole lot longer. They need the support, the cheering on, and the wherewithal to see this through today, because today is kind of the really peak of the hard work, right?
Absolutely. It's the one that really can help us make a difference. And remember, we started 8 days before the event itself to get the Arkansas snow plows and brine trucks down here. So they've been going pretty hard at it for about 13 days on this weather event. And just be patient with them for one more day. That's all we're asking. And we just don't want to get anyone hurt as we get this close to getting this behind us.
Beyond the problems with the fire hydrants in Terrebonne and Acadiana, other water systems we know are having issues. We're hearing calls. There are already boil water advisories in a couple of parishes here locally, St. Bernard Parish, Lafourche Parish, part of Grand Isle out in New Orleans East, where pressure did drop below that 20 pounds per square inch. And I know a lot of people right now are saying, all right, turn off the water. It's above freezing. Stop dripping your faucets. Let's let these systems catch up.
Yeah, that's what the general message is to tell everyone, hey, we're above freezing now, so you do not need to drip your water. And water is our lifeline. So whatever you can do to conserve water, you help your neighbor and you help your neighboring community. So please just turn your water off and conserve as much as you can.
What else can folks do in this final day where they're on lockdown, for lack of a better term? What else can they do to assist you and all of the other people at the parish, city, and state level to help see us through this final day of our cleaning up, digging out, and reacting to this historic winter storm?
Just remember all of those safety tips that we talk about on the inside with your smoke detectors and not using space heaters with surge protectors. Don't use your stove or your oven to heat your house. All of those safety tips now, because the worst thing that we can have now is a group of fires break out and have people put themselves at risk when they could just take their time and be safe and cautious in everything.
I know you're going to have a full after action. That's going to happen at every level across the state. There are some long-range models that yesterday were calling for another Arctic blast in about 2 weeks. They seem to have backed off that now. But what have you, and I know you'll have a full kind of evaluation of everything, but early lessons learned. Is there anything that jumps out to you already on, ooh, now that we know what can happen, we should have done this, or I wish we'd have done that, or if people could have done this? Is there anything that early jumps out to you as, hey, here's a lesson that we've just already learned?
Well, there's always lesson learned, as you talked about. Two of the big things that we really learned, thank goodness we have Jay Grimes in GOCEP as a GOCEP employee. We have our own climatologist. Of course, we get the information from the National Weather Service, but Jay Grimes gave us that information before the National Weather Service really became confident. So that's the biggest thing from there. And then the other piece of it is that we have to practice. We have to learn how to respond to these ice events. We got it down pretty good in North Louisiana, but you know, when you have the ice events occurring and you see the airboats on the surface streets, that's the kind of thing we got to get the message out to the public. Hey, this is not the time to have the airboat on the surface street. And I understand people are pulling, people on wakeboards, but that's just extremely dangerous. So we got to do a little bit better messaging in the beginning about, hey, this is a very serious event.
Yeah, your pool toys on the levees is one thing, you know, sledding down on the non-bachelor side, non-water side of the levee. That's fun. Maybe pulling out the cross-country skis and going down your residential street, that's kind of fun. But, yeah, just trying to make some dramatic snow videos for the purposes of social media and getting tags, likes, and views, maybe not such a great idea. That having been said, we've had a few fatalities. We've had a number of serious accidents, but the numbers are not as dramatic as some had feared they could be.
Oh, absolutely. We've been very fortunate that this was a powder snow and not a sleet snow. If this had been a sleet snow and we'd have had water system problems, power outages, our fatalities could have been much worse.
Talking with the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, bottom line, today is a huge day where they expect to make leaps in progress in getting snow cleared, ice moved away, and things reopened. Do you anticipate we'll see that coming gradually over throughout the day, where we're hearing announcements of bridges, interstates, elevated roadways reopening? Or do you think it's will work all day and then say, okay, tomorrow everything will be officially open?
No, you're going to see a lot of announcements today. If you go to virtual.la.gov, you will see a complete review of where we are in real time, and you will see announcements come out from local officials. That's why I'm so glad you gave us the opportunity to be on right now, because things change from 6:30 in the morning to where we are right now.
Yeah, it's actually kind of dramatic. I'm sitting here in a studio that is facing the Mississippi River with the sun right beaming down through our windows, and it's 20 degrees warmer in our studio now than it was when we talked to you earlier this morning before sunrise. And so I can feel the power of that sun and know that it's going to do some serious melting today. So not only are all the crews working hard, but Mother Nature is finally chipping in on the positive side.
Absolutely. We've got to thank her. I said this morning that I would wish she would just go back to her house, but I want to thank her for letting up a little bit.
She tested us. She wanted to see how far we would bend before we broke.
Sure.
So there's that. All right, Jacques, any final thoughts? Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Anything else you want to share with our listeners as we see the light at the end of this tunnel and it's not a train?
No. Just thank you for the partnership with WWL and all those other media outlets that help us get the message out.
All right, Jacques. Congratulations on getting us to this point, and we can't wait for the celebrations that will ensue throughout the day with each of those announcements, and really tomorrow as life returns to normal. We appreciate everything you do and joining us to keep everyone posted here on WWL.
Have a great day.
You too. Jacques Thibodeau, folks. I'm Dave Cohen. What do you got questions about? 504-260-1870. We will try to answer any questions you have about what is going on out there, what risks still remain, what progress has been made, and what the kind of future looks like in terms of schedules of returning to normalcy. But what you heard there was tomorrow, everyone go back to school, except for in Terrebonne and Acadiana parishes. Everybody go back to work. Everybody will be able to drive where they want, when they want, and life will feel more normal tomorrow. There's still going to be piles of snow on neutral grounds, particularly in shaded areas. It's still going to be that around. It will sit around, but the pavement should be passable, and everything else should be up and running. I'm going to read some of your text messages up next and try to answer some of the questions coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And then coming up in about 10 minutes, we're checking in with the Causeway General Manager, Carlton Dufour Show, about how progress is going, clearing the ends of the bridge where that snow was just ridiculously deep. Also, something interesting I heard yesterday. In its briefing, the city of New Orleans said they were going to send plows to the Causeway to help them clear that snow, but the Causeway said, no, we got it. So I'm going to ask Carlton Dufour Show what happened in that series and sequence of events and why the plows were on their way but then decided it was not necessary. So we'll get you updated here on WWL. Stay tuned.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
38 degrees at the airport in Kenner, 37 in Slidell, 38 in Belchase, 42 in Gonzales, 36 in Hammond. In fact, I'm looking statewide, and I do not see a single freezing temperature. And Shreveport's already up in the 40s. So that warmer weather, Alexandria is 43. So it's heading our way, and that's going to make a huge difference today. And that is damn good news, because we need a break from the freezing. Someone texted me on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Says they brought in a feral cat, and they've had them in their house since the whole thing started. Is it good to let them out now? It depends where you are. And on the North Shore, I would say no at this point, because we are going to drop well below freezing again tonight. But in the city, we may only drop down to a light freeze. I don't know much about that cat or if you have anywhere warm for them to go other than inside your house. But maybe if you've put up with them this long, you do it for one more night just to make sure that they are okay. Several other people are texting us about what's going on with Cox Communications, the cable and internet services. Apparently, they've had, at least we've been hearing from a large number of people complaining about outages. Cox has not been terribly communicative with us. In fact, since Hurricane Ida, we haven't really been able to get a lot of information despite requests from Cox. So if anyone in management at Cox Communications is listening and would like to update your customers over the radio, we welcome that. We've made calls, we've made requests, and they've gone unanswered. So you can call us, just like everybody else, at 504-260-1870 and let us know. We'll be happy to put a representative from Cox on the air. I did find online that if you go to Cox's website, that you can go to the outage information page and put in your address, and it will tell you if your services are working or not and give you some information about the outage if you are currently having one. But that's the best I can do for you now, and I wish I could help you more with that. Somebody else says, what grocery stores are open? Yesterday, I know a number of stores opened for a few hours that they wanted to serve their neighborhoods and their communities. But the real challenge has been getting employees safely in to operate businesses. You know, you may have heard around this time yesterday, Newell Norman talking with Kevin Doliel, the director at New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. One of the big things that has kept them from being able to resume operations is they have 4,000 badged employees at the airport. And on any given day, there's a quarter to a half of those who come into work. So that's 1,000 to 2,000 employees they need to run the airport. And without them, they can't do it. You know, the NBA canceled last night's Pelicans game at the Smoothie King Center. And part of the reason is it takes a lot of people working to have an operation like the Smoothie King Center up and running. From literally the people who unlock the doors to the security that sets up and makes sure that everybody coming in the building is screened and safe, to the ushers, to the concessions, to the people who run the heating and the scoreboard and the lights. And, you know, you just start going through everybody it takes. And with so many roads still iced over, closed, bridges impassable, you know, if you lived on the West Bank and couldn't get to the East Bank safely, if you lived on the North Shore, couldn't get to the South Shore, heck, even if you just lived a few miles away, in many cases, it's been very difficult to get anywhere. So to answer the question, what grocery stores are open, there's no answer to that. It is a neighborhood by neighborhood, manager by manager decision on who can open and who can't, if they can safely get enough people there to open. Clearly, they want to open. They don't want to be closed. They want to be selling you groceries. So I know that every business, whether it's a grocery store or whatever it is trying their best to get open so that they can not only serve the community, but make money. And this is going to be tough on a lot of people. A lot of small business owners have not been making money all week. Monday was a holiday, and then the snow came Tuesday. Everything was closed Wednesday. Everything's still closed today on Thursday. Finally tomorrow. And hopefully, you know, it's a backlog of purchasing people can make and that they'll spend more, but it seems unlikely. And then the employees, you know, particularly people who do not have paid time off, people who live on hourly wages and tips. This is going to be so difficult for them. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Carlton Dufresneau joins us now from the Causeway, the general manager of the Causeway. Hey, Carlton, how you holding up?
It's a lovely day in the ice field today, Dave. How you guys doing?
I'm celebrating the fact that there are no freezing temperatures anywhere in Louisiana right now. The entire
Come
state
on.
Is above freezing.
Diggity damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. Come on, sunshine. We need you.
Yeah, 38 at the airport, 37 there. So on the south side of the bridge, it's 38. On the north side, it's 37 right now. So you've got above freezing conditions from one end to the other to the of the causeway.
It's we need it. Despite all the mechanical equipment out there, there's nothing better than the sunshine and rising temperatures.
You know, the saving grace has been, if you look at your mid-bridge cameras, Mother Nature yesterday did a lot of the work for you in the middle of the bridge.
Much more than we anticipated. And it's the challenge we're facing right now is, unfortunately, much of the work we had done yesterday with the low temperatures last night, that snow, the residuals, the liquids all turned to ice. So we're scraping a lot of that off. In fact, more on the south end of the bridge, surprisingly. We still got a big ice cube on the last, about 2.5-3 miles of the northbound bridge that a bunch of crews are working on right now. And on the southbound bridge, we've got the exit of the southbound bridge open. We're working on the entrance of the northbound bridge. Actually, I'm watching them right now. And then the ice that had reformed on the southbound bridge and the humps, the guys are out there trying to take care of it at the moment. We hope like heck that we will be able to get some first responders going back and forth this afternoon. Initially, it may have to be escorts. It's still pretty slippery out there. But as you said, the best thing that's going to help us, help all of us, frankly, is thank gosh the sun's out strong, the winds are down. Mother Nature, the good Lord here, is going to do the biggest kind of warm up I think we can get to get rid of some of this muck.
Yeah, you pointed out some of the bass awkwardness that we're seeing with this storm. Last night it dropped into the 20s south of the lake while it was still in the 30s on the North Shore. So
I did not realize.
Yeah,
that makes
so
sense.
That's why you probably have more ice at the south end of the bridge, because it was colder longer. Just like we saw far more snow, and you told us about this before, far more snow on the South Shore than the North Shore.
Yeah, it's starting to melt pretty good, but south side of the levee, south side of the levee is in the shade, which is kind of fun. You know why? It did have more snow build up from the wind. That's why. So that's still blanketed all white. When we do get first responders on the bridge, they're still going to see a considerable amount of snow against the shaded lanes more than anything else. But we'll do our darndest to try to get at least one lane open for first responders before the day's over with.
Yeah, and even those concrete walls and those guardrails create some shade. And so, you see that snow sticking around up against them.
They do, and it's amazing that just the little designs in the two bridges, the 56 bridge allows more wind to go across it. The original, it's a westbound, the western wall of the two bridges now. So that one's got the majority of the ice today. And yesterday it had the majority of snow, so it's a flip. But one way or the other, we're going to get the doggone thing open. I appreciate everybody's patience. I know we're all getting kind of locked in here, but the message to everybody, please, unless you're a first responder, it's an absolute emergency, not only for traveling the causeway, but all over. It's slippery as heck outside. So, you know, if you don't have to travel, please hang in for one more day. If you do have to travel, please make it short, and man, pay attention to every doggone turn you make, and watch the brakes.
So today, for getting emergency responders across the bridge, do you anticipate, because we just talked with Jacques Thibodeau, the director of GOSEP, he said tomorrow all schools are going to be open, all government offices are going to be open, and he expects all businesses to be open. For morning drive tomorrow morning, do you anticipate people will be able to use the causeway on Friday morning to get to school, work, and wherever they got to go?
I love that optimism. I'm going to hang on to it. For the moment, call me back after 2 o'clock this afternoon, okay, please? We're going to have a much better feeling then on how much the good sun helps us. The problem we've got right now is the ice. You know better than I probably. How cold is it going to get tonight?
We are going to drop on the North Shore back into the 20s with a hard freeze. On the South Shore, just below freezing, it looks like.
Okay, that's the problem we have. If we get any ice a day, you know, it's a 24-mile bridge. We may have 99.9% of that doggone thing cleared. But if we get that one little percent that's got an ice spot in it and somebody hits it and unknown, then that could cause a major mess that none of us want. So that's going to be the big problem. I am hopeful that if we can get this thing, get the first responders going, and frankly, the first times we do that, it's going to probably be a escort of our vehicles leading some of these folks back and forth. But if we can get some first responders going back and forth, then we'll be able to keep a lane open, keep that warm. And in that case, we'd have a much better probability of being open for some type of normal operations for everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, 22 will probably be what it is in Mandeville tomorrow morning at sunrise, and 32 in Metairie. So,
well, look, here's the good news. You told me we got all kind of good warm temperatures coming today, and we got sun until at least high sun until at least 4,
five,
and daylight,
yeah.
I think, until 5:30 or so. So,
let's hope the sun melts and evaporates all that liquid.
That's it, buddy. That's the best thing on the planet for us. And look, I cannot express my appreciation enough to you guys, all you folks with WWL, to get the message out, not only about the Causeway, but all of us. You guys are magnificent always and stellar when the stuff hits the fan.
I got to ask you, Carlton, before I let you go,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to create any controversy here, but I know it's out there, so I just want to know what's going on. Yesterday in the city briefing, they were talking about the snow plows from Indiana that have been helping out in the city of New Orleans. And they said they had sent them to the Crescent City Connection, and they were going to send them over to you at the Causeway to try and plow all that snow out of the way. But then y'all waved them off, said, no, we don't need it. Thank you. We got it. Can you explain to us what happened with that?
Sure. The problem we had when we talked to him, actually I talked to him, I guess, Monday night, made the request. Forgive me, I don't even remember when now. It's not a bulk of snow anymore. It's just the patches of it that we got to get the ice out. And it's initially, if we had those things Monday, when was it, Tuesday morning?
It's been so confusing because Monday was MLK Day and the inauguration, so nobody was going to school and work Monday, so a lot of people thought it was Sunday, but the snow fell on Tuesday, and today's only Thursday.
Was a blizzard. Yeah.
You've only been doing this for 3 days, Carlton.
Okay.
Probably feels like a month, I know. But
the first day, if we had them that first morning when everything cleared up, they would have been a help then. Because that could have been literally the plow to go through it. We don't have the situation of the 24 mile long ice cubes anymore. That's we made a tremendous effort yesterday. All the guys did great, and the sun was the biggest thing for us. So to get a snow plow out here at this point, it would not do any good.
Gotcha. They'd just be running over frozen pavement and not helping in the fight.
Having said that, I cannot express my enough appreciation to not only New Orleans, J.P. Jefferson was offering help, and actually we got some of their front-end loaders out here today. Mandeville's been helpful to us, too, so all of those folks coming to the plate have been very, very helpful.
Carlton, due for show. I guess we'll have to schedule to come on after 2 o'clock so we can let people know if they should plan tomorrow morning to take the Causeway or if they're going to have to consider some other way to get across the lake if they are indeed having to travel with everything theoretically being open tomorrow, as Jacques Thibodeau told us.
Let's keep that optimism.
All right. And I know between Mother Nature and your crews, hopefully we see significant progress today. Carlton, I appreciate everything you do, and I understand everyone being confused about what day it is and what day this happened and what's been going on. We're all lost in this weird time warp now, and you are definitely not alone in that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Carlton.
Everybody, take care and be safe. See you.
Carlton Dufresneau, General Manager of the Causeway here on WWL. All right. We're going to continue to answer your questions. Call me now. I'll put you on the radio if you want to talk. 504-260-1870 or text me on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 and let me know if you have any questions or comments or observations or just want to talk about what's going on. I asked Jacques Thibodeau about lessons learned, and it's early. We're still in the fight, and there'll be official after-action reports and all that stuff. But I'm curious what lessons you think that we as a community, local leaders, and individuals should take away from this historic snowfall like we haven't seen in South Louisiana in 130 years. Let's talk about it. Call me and text me now. I'll answer any questions you have. We've talked to just about every official about everything, so there are not any questions I don't think we can't answer if there are answers to them. So we'll try to get you some answers after this on WWL. Warming up in a hurry. No one is below freezing anymore across Louisiana, and we're headed for temperatures in the 40s today. So hopefully that will make a significant difference. Right now at the airport in Kenner, we have warmed up to a balmy, I'm refreshing my screen, a balmy 39 degrees. So we're putting near, pert near 40 already on the North Shore in Slidell. As we switch over to that screen, we see, drum roll please, the temperature is 41 degrees. Look at that in Slidell. So good news. While those are still very cold by New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana standards, it is so good to see us above freezing. Someone had texted in earlier asking about grocery stores open, and it's a store by store, neighborhood by neighborhood, case by case basis. But one person did text us and says, I've seen most of the Rouses are opening with limited hours today. The Power Boulevard location is open right now. You're not urged to rush out and en masse go to your grocery stores, but if you need things, and people do need things, it is good that we're seeing those businesses start to open. Again, if you can wait till tomorrow, that's the real goal, with the GOSEP director Jacques Thibodeau telling us tomorrow, with the exceptions of Terrebonne and Assumption Parish, all schools in Louisiana will be reopened, all government offices in Louisiana will be reopened, and businesses should be reopened. The causeway, you heard, he's not willing to commit to it, but he's optimistic, Carlton Dufour showed, that the causeway will be reopened tomorrow. We heard from Kevin Doliole, the director of aviation at MSY, New Orleans Armstrong International Airport, that they expect to be normal operations tomorrow as well. Maybe some flights this afternoon and this evening getting in and out. But tomorrow really is looking like when everything will return to normal there. Somebody texted us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Says, am I able to make it from the West Bank to Slidell? I got to go fix a broken pipe. That's not good. But yes, you can make it. It's just not going to be easy. Right now, if you want to cross the Mississippi River, one lane is open each direction of the Huey P. Long Bridge, according to Louisiana State Police Troop B. So you can cross the river on the Huey. That'll get you onto Clearview. You can take that to Airline. You can take Airline to Tulane, Tulane to Claiborne, Claiborne to Chef Highway, come across the Danziger, and continue on U.S. 90 all the way through New Orleans East until you get to U.S. 11. Hang a left on U.S. 11, and you can cross Lake Pontchartrain on the Highway 11 bridge. And then, bam, you're in Slidell. And you can actually, if you I don't know where you have to go in Slidell, but from 11, you can get back to I-10. I-10 is open through all of Slidell until you get to the lake. So you can move around, and I-12 is open in both directions on the North Shore as well. In fact, you can go all the way from the Louisiana-Mississippi line right now on I-12 to Airline Highway in Baton Rouge if you have to. So to answer your question, yeah, you can get there and go fix that pipe. I don't know how long it's going to take to go that route, but the point is you can get there. In fact, there's nowhere you can't get right now if you have the time. I considered going home to LaRonger last night after I got off the air at 8 o'clock here on WWL, but the temperature had already dropped into the 20s by then, and I had no idea what the conditions were going to be like either on the Highway 11 bridge, on U.S. 51, particularly at the Man Shack Bridge, or if I had gone all the way Airline to Sorrento back to I-12 in that way. It was going to take me probably about 3 hours any way I went, and it just wasn't worth it for me to spend 3 hours going home, what is normally an hour drive. So I stayed here again. I will go home as soon, at 12:59:50 when I'm done with the show. I will be going home, and we'll see how long that takes.
To your point, Dave, yesterday,
yes, call man.
Yeah, when they opened a Crescent City connection for that limited period of time, I was able to go home to Marrero.
Yeah, you're a wanker.
Yeah, so usually it takes me approximately 15 minutes to get from my front door to the studio here. Yesterday, going back and forth, it took me 40 minutes.
Each way?
Each way, 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad it took you that long because that meant you were going slowly.
Right, I had to go, so I wasn't going to take the chance. I think the highest speed limit I reached was 21 miles per hour. That's the most I was able to risk. And it's tricky because when you're driving on the snow, the longer you drive, you feel more confident. So you're like, oh, I can add some
extra. I got this.
But then I had to, like, check myself, like, hold up, this is a 2024. I just got it. I got six more years to pay, so just chill out.
And if you got rear-wheel drive, if you just accelerate anything near normal, you're fishtailing. We are going to see a lot of vehicles. You're going to be able to tell who got out in the snow and ice over the next few days by looking at the rear quarter panels of vehicles. Because people who accelerated even moderately are fishtailing on snow and ice. And so you're going to see dents from them hitting fire hydrants, other cars, poles, all kinds of things from fishtailing as a result of not being patient and not waiting to get out. But I understand you were here 3 days. You had the opportunity to go home, and you did. And you got back just in the nick of time, because right after you got back, L.A. DOTD said NOPD asked them to close the bridge down again.
Yeah, from what I understand, it was because due to accidents coming off Chapultepec.
Yeah, both at General De Gaulle and Chapultepec, they said, that's great y'all got the bridge open. And we're glad that people can get across, but they're driving like fools, and they're all crashing into each other. Can you close the bridge again so we don't have to respond to all these crashes?
Right, because the scariest part was me observing the actual street signs and the red lights. I was, like, really concerned about the cars behind me not being able to brake. So, like, every time I would stop somewhere, I was just looking behind me in the rearview mirror to see if anybody was going to hit me. So
I can't tell you how many people I have watched here in downtown New Orleans attempt to stop at red lights, but they're going too fast, and they literally just slide right through them. Luckily, nobody was coming the other way. But, yeah, if you stop for a red light, and the other guy behind is going too fast, he's coming right into your rear end. I'm Dave Cohen. It's WWL. I'm in for Newell Norman. More of your questions coming up next here on WWL. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, and continue to get you through this. The best news we've heard so far on this program, though, Jacques Thibodeau at GOSEP said tomorrow schools are open, governments are open, businesses should be open, and everything should be back to normal tomorrow. Someone just texted that they just opened one lane of the Crescent City Connection again in each direction, and I can see that out my window, and it just came to a dead stop. There are cars from one end of the bridge to the other lined up. I can see the West Bank to the East Bank span, and they are either moving at about 2 miles an hour or at a dead stop right now as I look out the window. So, well, there you go. Roy, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How you making out, Roy?
Fine. First time I call you guys in the morning. My only comment is I've driven Highway 90, you know, through the Wrigley's and Lake Catherine area to go to Mississippi, and the state.
That must have been a long time ago you did that.
Yeah, the state neglected those two bridges, and now they won't replace them. That would have been a great alternate route.
Yeah, haven't those bridges closed for like 4 years?
Yeah, those bridges are graded. They won't freeze. I mean, this is very short-sighted on the Department of Transportation to let a viable route to escape for hurricanes or snow to fall apart like that. It's amazing.
Yeah, we've asked for several updates on that, and it's extremely complicated as to what's happened and why they haven't replaced those bridges. They're even trying to get someone to come in and buy them and remove them for them.
That was a joke.
So, yeah, we'll sell you the bridge. You know, we just got to come get it. So,
yeah, that's the problem.
I
put it in my backyard if I could.
You must have a big backyard, Roy. All right. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate the call. We laugh, but no, I mean, that it is unfortunate when you have a route like that that's not available. It's amazing when you think about it how we were isolated here in Greater New Orleans, how there was no way briefly there to get across the lake or across the river. And now, still, here we are on Thursday, just before 11 a.m., after a snowfall on Tuesday. And if you want to cross from the North Shore to the South Shore or vice versa, you have to either take the old U.S. 11 bridge, which is one lane in each direction. That's all it is. And closes if, you know, a leaf blows across it usually, or a, you know, an ant pile develops somewhere on it, or the ground level US 51, but you still have to go up in Man Shack and cross that hump. So that's the only way to get from the North Shore to the South Shore right now, or vice versa, unless you go airline all the way to Sorrento in Baton Rouge, get on I-12, and then come back on I-12. But tomorrow, all that should be open. That's what they're telling us. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Councilman, find out what's going on in the city and the progress they're making in plowing and concerns they've had about low water pressure. Already have some boil water advisories. Will we see more? We'll check in with Louisiana State Police to get an update on what's open and what's closed, and more of answering your questions on WWL.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.